used to go to supermarkets and buy gums, and in each packet it was called the Intifada gum. Like, seriously, I still have the things. And if you, when you open it, you find the photograph of something related to the situation, like a child throwing a stone. So that was simply my childhood. In my memory right now, I still remember like the sounds of airstrikes, how my house was shaking whenever we have a tank passing by. And I started being that political child, you know? I just ask for rights, and if I have it, I can be more productive and do more things. Yeah, and we lost that chance of having a cultural, vibrant city, which was, we lost that train that we used to have from the Ottomans. And these things that should be part of the future development, we used to have them 100 years ago, but not now. So,
to develop a visual way of thinking of things, because of watching TVs, watching documentaries. So I got that skill, which is thinking visually. So I remember myself in the first year of the university going to actions, but not to participate as a, like, for example, a protester, but taking a camera with me. So, but my daily practice, I call it like journalism. Between whiles, I have some interesting ideas that I hand here and there, and I want to develop over a very long. This is closer to the documentary practice, I believe. So Actors Stills is a group of documentary photographers that share the same political perspective on the region of Palestine / Israel. I feel very happy that we managed to secure our archives since that time, which is almost 14-15 years. Because if you want to check who's archiving photographs of this era in this country, you will find out that we only have these international photojournalism agencies.
It's sad. And yeah, it's a bad feeling when you look at Australia, New Zealand, United States. I think these are the closest similar example to my case. Nobody even think about them, like indigenous people of this place. Settler colonial projects lived forever. I'm afraid that in my country it's gonna live forever. So all similar examples have failed. So by looking at that, I feel that this is a bit scary. Life will keep going on like this and you will have more and more problems. But we should not say, this is natural, so let it happen. Because I'm affected, so we also should contribute. But humans will keep fighting. The country is big enough for everybody, and yeah, we can live if we have the will.